The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour on a holiday Friday. Hopefully everybody had a great Christmas. And if you're celebrating Hanukkah, you're having a great Hanukkah. It is night three tonight. And New Year's Eve, New Year's Day next week. So another holiday week ahead of us. 5 o'clock hour, though, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. The next official Florida Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha will be on January 14th. January 14th, Florida Panthers official watch party at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. I know Solana is glued to this Arsenal Ipswich game because he needs it to end 1-0. It is 1-0. It's in the 92nd minute. There's 4 minutes of stoppage time. So if he can get through the next couple of minutes, he will be thrilled for the rest of this 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. And if something unforeseen happens in the next minute and a half, he's going to have a very unhappy 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. He's already complaining about 4 minutes of stoppage.
I mean, 4 minutes. Jimmy not knowing what a candy cane was wasn't as dumb as this ref giving 4 minutes of stoppage time. There were no goals in the second half. There were like two substitutions.
There was like a parade of 12 substitutions in like the 70th minute. Like 4 minutes is about as low as it gets, isn't it?
Should have been one.
No stop. I'm a minute away. The game.
I'm a minute away, Hawk. Come on.
Close. So what'd you do? You live bet under 1.5 total?
Under 1.5 total. I think I got it in at plus 185. So I live bet it. Not terrible. If Ipswich scores here, I'm
well, you have a better chance of Arsenal about to score right now. I don't want to
Foul! Foul!
We'll get to headlines here in a second. I'm just allowing Solana to live and die in this last minute of the Arsenal Ipswich game inexplicably, as my brother just texts me, "Do you like anything tonight?" And I have to text him back, "Hold on, Arsenal Ipswich about to end." Well, it's at the 94th minute, so they'll allow a final little push here, and hopefully they'll blow this damn whistle for Solana before Ipswich gets off a final shot. Blow the whistle. Oh no. Oh, what is going on here? Just blow the whistle. I think they're calling a penalty there.
No. No.
I think they're calling a penalty.
Can it go to VAR? No.
I can't even believe that this is happening.
No. That's it. The game's going to be over.
It's over. Let's final. Go! You're a winner. Woo, that got a little dicey there at the end.
Come on, you Gunners.
Cash that ticket. Look at you. You're on a heater.
Heater, man. I really am. Since you made me download the Hard Rock Bet app.
You're back, baby.
3-0.
You're gambling again.
Let's go. Never felt
Sacramento Kings, by the way. Sacramento Kings have fired their head coach, Mike Brown. And there's some very sad news in the world of sports. I hate to bring it down on a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, especially after a gambling win by Solana. But legendary sportscaster Bryant Gumbel has passed away at the age of 78. Bryant Gumbel, when I was growing up, was a Chicago sportscaster. I'm sorry, did I say Bryant Gumbel? I meant Greg Gumbel. I just gave the wrong death report. Greg Gumbel. Longtime CBS broadcaster and studio host and just all around good guy. Greg Gumbel has passed away at the age of 78. When I was growing up in Chicago, Bryant Gumbel and Greg Gumbel were local Chicago sportscasters. And then Bryant Gumbel went on, was doing national stuff, did real sports on HBO. But Greg Gumbel, you all know him. I don't know if you know him more from football games on CBS or the NCAA tournament studio host, which he's done for years. But Greg Gumbel, I think I got it wrong when I first said it. Greg Gumbel has passed away at the age of 78. Sad.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Broadcast legend. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and then we'll talk some Jim Larrañaga and Miami Hurricanes with Joe Zagacki. Let's do headlines with Solana. Very happy Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
So the Jimmy Butler saga continues, and I'll get to the Dolphins news in a second. However, Jimmy Butler, who missed last night's victory in Orlando following the Pat Riley statement. It was for return to to competition conditioning. The plan was, according to the Heat yesterday, that he would rejoin the team today in Atlanta. The Heat play tomorrow in Atlanta, and then Sunday in Houston he'd return and hopefully be available for the games this weekend. Now the Miami Heat have announced that Jimmy Butler will miss both of the Heat's next two games. He will be out, and he is not rejoining the Miami Heat.
It's a little odd to me. This seems to me like, look, I don't think that it's that difficult to figure out that it's not harmony in the Heat-Jimmy Butler world. While Pat Riley has said we're not trading him, and Jimmy's agent has said he doesn't want to go anywhere, it's not that difficult to read between the lines as to what's going on here. It seems like there's been a truce called almost, but Jimmy missing three games and now missing two more games, not traveling, is, I believe, in some sort of direct defiance of Pat Riley's end of year speech where he challenged Jimmy Butler. So I do think that there's some disharmony, if you will, in the relationship between the two parties.
Hawk, remember when the first report came out from Shams Charania that the Heat were now listening to trade offers? I said then, it doesn't shock me if Jimmy Butler was upset with the words Pat Riley used at his end of year press conference. I'm not saying that I knew for a fact, but it didn't shock me to find out that, you know, according to reports in the Miami Herald from Barry Jackson, that he wasn't thrilled about those comments. And it also didn't shock me to hear that the Heat finding out Jimmy would prefer to opt out of his player option next year would now listen to teams that were interested in trading for him. And that's still where I'm at today, which is, hey, Jimmy's not thrilled about the situation. And Hawk, Jimmy Butler wants to win an NBA title, and the Heat are 15-13. Yeah. You know, like they don't feel like they narrowed the gap between them and Boston and them and Cleveland or any of the top teams in the West. So maybe he feels like, hey, it's just best for us to kind of part ways at some point, whether it's February 6th, the trade deadline, or whether it's in the offseason. And I don't think the Heat necessarily feel much different either. Like, sometimes things run their course.
And it could very well be the Heat and Jimmy Butler's camp saying, listen, it benefits both of us if we all appear on the same page. Because if it appears that Jimmy's unhappy, then teams think we have to deal him at a discount. And if it appears that we're unhappy with Jimmy, we've got no leverage. So let's make it seem like everything's happy. We're going to come out and say we're not trading him. You're going to say he doesn't want to go anywhere. And then we'll see where things go from there. And he may end the season here and then may opt out so that he can actually pursue something on his own agenda after the season.
With that being said, this means if he doesn't play the next two games, according to the Heat, he's out. He will now have missed 10 of the Heat's first. They've played 27. The next 10 of the Heat's first 30 games. That, to me,
it's a third. That's a third. You're missing a third of the games in the first third of the season.
That, to me, jeopardizes his trade value more than him throwing a stink and demanding a trade. You know,
well, like not if you need a veteran guy like him who's going to give you quality minutes. In other words, if you're not looking for 1A and you're looking for a guy who, you know what I mean? Like, he can be a piece to a really great team.
For sure, if he's on the floor.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, like, if I'm the Golden State Warriors, I'm Steve Kerr. I mean, I've handled Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
I'm just saying, if you don't need 34, 35, 36 minutes out of him every night.
Yeah, but you need him on the floor enough if you trade for him at this point in the season, whatever team you are, so that he can figure out how to win games with that current roster, with that current superstar he's joining. You can't just say, oh, well, he'll be good for the playoffs. Last year, he wasn't for the Heat.
Barry Jackson tweets out just moments ago, so why is the Heat not moving on from Butler and giving everyone a fresh start? Many reasons. One, needs to be a trade offer they love. There isn't one. Two, they love the idea of flexibility next summer. Three, they know nobody except the Nets can sign him next summer to the big money he wants without the Heat's help. Four, goal for them, as always, remains win as many games in current season, and they believe Butler helps them do it. Sacrificing a season for picks down the line has never appealed to them.
You got to be out there, though. They're going to win games. That's the tough part. And in games he's been in this season, 11-9. I mean, it's not like they've
lit it up.
They've been running through the NBA with Jimmy available. Either way, tomorrow's Heat game versus Atlanta is at 3. That game will be on Power 96 tomorrow. Sunday, back on WQAM. I'll get you started tomorrow, 1:45 on Power 96, 4:45 on Sunday. We're on Power 96 tomorrow because Pop-Tarts Bowl tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. in Orlando, Canes versus Iowa State.
All right.
And then the Miami Dolphins will play on Sunday in Cleveland. Here is your Dolphins injury report. Kendall Fuller and Anthony Walker Jr. are out. Confirmed out on the Dolphins injury report. Tron Armstead, Tyreek Hill, Jordan Poyer, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jalen Waddle are all questionable. However, Tua has pretty much led everybody to believe he will be good to go despite a hip injury limiting him all week in practice. If the Chargers and the Broncos win tomorrow in the NFL, there's some Saturday games. The Broncos are at the Cincinnati Bengals and the Chargers tomorrow at New England. If they both win tomorrow, then the Dolphins' playoff hopes are done. Doesn't matter what happens Sunday. Doesn't matter what happens with the Dolphins. So root for at least one of those two teams to lose tomorrow if you're still holding out hope that the Dolphins are going to make the postseason.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy, been raining a little bit tonight. The lows will be in the low 70s, upper 60s. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He's in there right now.
Weird thing to say about one's own tooth.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Looking to watch some of the games this weekend? You could do it at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. And mark it on your calendar, the next official Florida Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha is January 14th, the 2025, before you know it. Before we wrap up things here this evening, Cheetah Pompano, that's another great spot to watch a big game or a big fight card or some bowl games. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Next week, New Year's Eve. How about New Year's Eve at the Cheetah? That's the place to ring in the new year. Free champagne toast and party favors at midnight. Also a platinum VIP card giveaway as well. Make plans to party at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach on New Year's Eve. That's a party. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Fun day today on the radio program. We talked about Jim Larrañaga in the last segment with Joe Zagacki. Gino Toretta joined us in the 3 o'clock hour, and that was a really fun segment as well. In the 4 o'clock hour, we learned that Jimmy doesn't know what a candy cane is, and that really caught us all off guard. And that's certainly something that we all need to think about during the holiday season. We need to reassess where we're at and figure out if we can right the ship in 2025 when it comes to Jimmy and candy canes. Use the rewind feature on your Odyssey app if you don't know what I'm talking about. How has your Hanukkah gone so far, Solana? Have you gotten, do you and Valentina, I know she's not Jewish, but do you get her Christmas gifts? She gets you Hanukkah gifts. Do you guys do any kind of gift exchange, or you say, hey, we just bought a new house, we're not really going to do gifts?
Nah, we do a little Christmaka at the Solana residence for sure, Hawk.
So especially we did falling on the same night this year.
Yeah, it was awesome. We did Christmas in the morning, and then we did a little Hanukkah celebration at night. And listen, 8 gifts, if you ask me, a little too much.
It's too much. It a little cutesy, mm-hmm. Jewish people. Yeah. A little cutesy. Yeah.
But I'll definitely surprise her with a couple gifts here and there for Hanukkah.
Well, what have you gotten, though? What has she gotten you?
For Hanukkah, nothing. I'm not getting anything. But
did you get anything for Christmas?
For Christmas, she actually, my Christmas gift was my home studio, which is where I'm broadcasting from today.
That's a great gift.
The soundproofing wall.
I love it.
How about this? You'll love this. Look at this. About a golden microphone.
Holy mackerel. I mean, listen. I thought my golden microphone from the Boys and Girls Club was something. That is a great backdrop you've got there.
Yeah. Yeah. This is sweet. Yeah. That's it. That's all I got. I got
her. What'd you get her?
I got Valentina a like purse and jewelry. And I don't know. But I got her one of those Ninja Creamies. Have you seen these things? They make ice cream.
Oh, I think I have seen that on like TikTok or Instagram.
Right. Yeah. It's all over TikTok. And
because we have Ninja Blender. It's the best.
The best. Ninja's great. I have the Ninja Air Fryer. Well, I got her a Ninja at home ice cream maker. So tonight we're having ice cream that we made ourselves.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely adorable. Yeah. Well, we know Jimmy, of course, got a PS5. He was very surprised. He's been playing it. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to all the listeners. We genuinely appreciate the time that you give us each day, and it is appreciated. Big action-packed weekend of sports, and it starts tomorrow on this radio station with the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Pre-game starts at 11:30. Game kicks off at 3:30. Time to tell you about my good friends and the amazing award-winning team at Doral Kia. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And with over 500 new Kias in their inventory, all you have to do is just pick the color you want. Nobody sells for less. With flexible financing options, they'll get you the best rates possible on the new Kia of your dreams. You can also check out their state-of-the-art service center. That'll keep you in your new Kia in top condition. Take it from me. When it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. So why pay more? Save money. Pay less. Great deals are at Doral Kia during the season of traditions. Drive for less. Drive Doral. That'll do it for us this week and today. Next week, we'll be on Monday and Friday as well. Josh Appel will fill in for us Tuesday, Thursday, and we'll have some special programming for you on Wednesday, which is New Year's Day, right? New Year's Day is Wednesday. New Year's Eve, Tuesday night. New Year's Day is Wednesday. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes, go Dolphins, go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you el lunes.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.